Oh, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball chapters 241 to 250, or if you're me, 57 to 67. This week, as always, I'm joined by Ryu Unlimited Base.
Yes.
Hot local drunk man holds can.
Hey. Is it chapters 251?
Let's get into the chapters, shall we?
We're into chapters 251 to 260.
Yeah. What'd I say?
What's that? What is
240, right?
That is 251 to 260. Fuck!
You messed it up. It's the first time that you messed it up.
That's the first time. I think I got my chapters right, though. I don't know. What did I say?
I don't remember what you said.
But I think I got mine right. So, to be fair, I'm even.
B? You're on a B. You got a W?
Half of the time. So, I think I'm fine.
You got the U.
But that just means that, you know, that just means that Ryu is based.
Bro.
Alright, so the chapters, right?
Yeah. We start off with Goku going to Bulma's mom, who is very much hitting on him.
Whoa. Yeah, this is... Okay, so, like, I know we're gonna watch DBZA whenever we're done with the podcast.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, that's the most recent, like, exposure I've had to Dragon Ball, like... Because, like, I read it and watched it, like, ages ago, and then I started... Mm-hmm. And then I found out about DBZA. So I've watched that a couple times. And so, like, it's kind of, like, brain rotted me for Dragon Ball. This is just normal. This was just the joke in Dragon Ball Z Abridged, and that's just what it was in the real story as well. I forgot
they
just, about
they
it.
They grabbed the actual episode and were like, ah, fuck it. Deal with it.
Yeah, sometimes it just don't work out. Like, it's just like, you know what? This shit's fucked up anyway. Let's just play it straight.
Yep.
Yeah. It's crazy, though.
It
is
nuts.
Anyways, continue.
Anyway, so pretty quick interaction. Like, hey, what do you like? I love fucking Bulma's dad. Like, so where do you want the surround system?
Yeah,
I've been trying to figure it out. Like, it's a bullshit.
You should appreciate this.
Yeah, we need the subwoofers, but like, you can just have them everywhere. Why also, pick one location? Just put them everywhere.
Wait, like, has Goku ever listened to music before?
I've never seen him listen to any.
Like, but he was raised in the woods. He has been training, like, just going around the world, just, right?
In the woods, mostly, as well.
Has he heard music?
And he also, like, trained in Kami's lookout? And now he's just... Kami
got a TV, so he definitely has a radio.
Probably.
Or something like that. So there's definitely, like, music.
He did live with Chi-Chi and grew and you know, was there for Gohan with Gohan for 5 years, so...
Yeah.
You know, but they live out... They also live in the woods, so... Just, like, in a better place, I guess. So,
I mean, I'm still sure they have like a radio or something.
Yeah, yeah. They have a house.
I'm sure Roshi at least let him listen to some tunes, right? Or if not anything, it was Roshi listening.
Stark contrast to me of like Goku versus the big three, because like Bleach especially has so many like colored pages where like Ichigo and the cast are listening to music or like have headphones on.
Mm. Yeah.
There was one where I thought they were actually listening to music, but they were just like puffs, just like, you know, for the
snow puffs. Yeah, the one.
There wasn't there a bit like in story where somebody wore their headphones like this.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
Was that like Ichigo?
For context.
I was gonna say that, down. No, that was it. Was Chad? Chad listened to it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, do it for your hair.
He pulled it off though. That one looked fucking epic.
I mean, they can do it for the hair, so that you do it for the not so it doesn't like ruin your hair.
Yeah, but, yeah, Chad has majestic hair. Bro.
Anyway, I feel like Roshi would have like even if not listened, like, hey Goku, listen to this. It would have been more like Roshi just put on some tunes and then went to nap, and then Goku just listened to it on the background.
That's what it goes. Wait. I know how we can canonically solve this.
Right.
You know those like. Exercise classes on TV where people just like do exercise and then like you're at home, you're supposed to like
80s, like
Rosie was watching that actually.
Rosie watches that because it's women doing it,
yep,
yes, but they do have music, so yeah, like the 80s thing.
So,
like
Goku essentially grew up there,
yeah, and Goku did go in there to get Roshi while he was watching that, so.
That.
He didn't react weird.
This is probably the worst way we could have used to confirm it, but he's listened to it. He's heard it.
And he didn't react weird to that, so I'm assuming he listened to music before.
He has heard tunes before, so.
Anyway,
it's good that we're taking a long time on this, because my first note is space duck.
My first note, big ball that has waited to 100 times. That's crazy, because
the spaceship,
the tech that to do, like, do that
big ball.
It's funny.
Dragon Balls. Like,
no, they got bigger. I feel like.
Is that why?
Like, they feel larger in size. The Dragon Balls.
They're like,
why? Why have you been touching them balls, bro?
Yeah, I was gonna say normal Dragon Balls is like the size of the hands.
Yeah, but like they were carrying it like this, like the, under the arm, like a basketball. They were bigger. They definitely were bigger.
Definitely bigger.
So big balls. But I said big ball. There's
Vegeta just shrunk in the wash.
That's why he drives in a car.
He was in a healing chamber. Yeah, he could have shrunk in the. Could have actually shrunk in the wash. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I have two notes. One is big ball. The other one is big balls. Anyway.
Do you know what those two are referring to? Are they like different balls?
They're different. Like, they're different. Like in so, like this ship between. Anyway, so the capsule core space shuttle was trading chamber. The 100 times weight is crazy to me. Like. The planet of, essentially, God was, like, God above all gods, like Kaio. Like, he had 10 times his planet. He can go to 100. Peter. Yeah, true. But, like, Kaio's can be explained because it's a very small planet, so just more dense, so just more close to the core, right? I don't know how planet Vegeta looked or what it was, but... It's crazy to me that, like, the amount of, like, tech needed to, like, get that pressure down to 100 times. And we see Goku go up to, like, he starts about 20. I forget how high. Does he go to 100 at the end?
No, he says he bumped it up to 20. I was like, I'm probably ready for 30 now, so let me bump it up.
Yeah, I'm assuming he gets to 50.
Yeah, I'm assuming he hits the 50 before he gets there. 7 days? Yeah.
Six days. But the fact that Dr. Briefs just dismantled Goku's spaceship dismantled Goku's spaceship, understood the tech, like, he had to understand the tech first.
He was like, this is fast, but cool, I understand this. Yeah.
And then built it, that's crazy.
Well, he built up from scratch, basically, because he didn't, like, the origin sort of like this, and he made, like, 10 times the size, if not bigger. Like, he basically had to, like, rebuild all the materials, because I'm assuming the material outside layer is to be strong as well, so he had to, like, know what alloy that was, remake the alloy, get all that shit figured out. It doesn't look like he has helpers, he just looks like he's doing it on his own. Maybe, like, the boss. Like, yeah,
boss is a better engineer than I'll ever be.
And that's fine, he's a space engineer, Ben.
Oh, fuck, he's aerospace, put him in the back!
So that's what, and we see, you know, he's still better than Bulma.
That's not a hard magic to get.
Very low bar to clear. Jesus Christ, the sun!
Nah, I'm talking about, like, technologically. You know, technologically better.
I guess, yeah. I mean, he's also like 40 or something. He's like a lot older. So
he's graying. What do you mean 40?
I got this. I mean, having Bulma.
He's just gray!
Having Bulma as a child will make you gray.
Fair, you know.
What's the agreeance on both of you? You're like, yeah, fair.
No, that's fair. He's spinning. That's not spinning
That's the most valid argument I've, like, heard, so. Makes sense.
Even if you're 40, you're gonna have gray hair with Bulma as a child. Like, it's nothing hard.
Alright.
Why do I didn't have another child? Oh my god.
God. That'll be much worse. Then we got the Krillin and Gohan spying on wrong person.
No?
Frieza and the gang. I was going to say Vegeta.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was like, nope, wrong.
I love this Frieza part. This introduction is fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I like
this. Of Frieza? Just being intimidating? Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just like, oh, you want to help us, right? Right. Like, he just threatens everybody.
No, but he's like chilling. Like,
that's the thing. Like, he's threatening everybody, but he's not putting in any effort. Like, he's just chilling and just saying the most heinous shit. And then just like, oh, I guess we're doing it this way. And then just massacres people. Yeah. Like,
no, he didn't. He's like, Zarbomb, you got this. Kill them.
Yeah, no, but he's still ordering it, right? So, like, it's
effectively... Well, yeah, but it's showing how much power he has.
Regard he has for life and how little he gives a shit about, like, resorting to violence, killing people, extorting them, fucking, you know, like, blackmailing them, all these things. These are all things he did in his first fucking chapter existing.
It also seems, like, very routine. As if, like, he has done it several times already, so... Which,
yeah, you know, he keeps count.
Space Hitler.
Also, the planets. Like, Frieza number, like, 73? Like, they're, like... That's crazy.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, just fucking whatever the fuck, here we go. Like, he doesn't give a shit. He's desensitized to this, but to, like, an extreme degree.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, been doing this. He's been out here.
True.
You guys like, think he has, like, an accountant, like that works for him? That, like, this planet can be sold for, like, this price, you know?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think he started off as an accountant. But Frieza just said, you're taking care of this now, and this man wants
like
to live.
Like a D&D campaign. Like a D&D. You're an accountant now.
It's
like, oh, get some
it's fucking... Just, man, it's Ripper.
Ripper, do our taxes.
I feel like
he just knows better than to tell Frieza that he's not an accountant. He got on that shit immediately once
he grabbed the clipboard and he put the gun.
That's what I'm doing.
He got glasses, put the clipboard on, and was like, yep, guess I'm an accountant now. I feel like if anyone who was like Vegeta's rival in air quotations, the fucking.
You know, Kui is a really bitch, so you know, I
would say he's the accountant, if anything. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, damn, the Frieza Force lost its accountant.
That's crazy.
Because he's dead as fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I also liked... we don't get his name, but...
Say it.
Elder Mori, I really liked how he...
He's dead now.
Shut up, okay? Anyways,
I don't know his name. Motherfucker's a corpse. Who cares?
You get instantly fucking wiped by the Sorbonne.
7,943.
I feel like it's a little higher than 7,000. I feel like it's over like a billion.
Probably a few.
Probably over a billion, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, this man's committed genocides.
Multiple. Yeah.
For sure. Well, he mostly likes, wants to sell.
It's not the Space Hitler. Space Hitler wishes he was him.
It's true. Basically, Hitler wishes he could be Frieza.
But I like Elder
Mori's scale.
Elder Mori's sacrifice, you know, being like, okay, pew pew your scouters, pew pew pew.
Yeah, and they were like, well, that's inconvenient.
Anyway,
what?
Vegeta did say it would take them several days to get to, like, the nearest Frieza planet to get scouters.
Yeah, this planet's big, yo.
Yeah. 30 days to walk to wherever they were to...
I mean, like, that's not that bad. Like, even if you're talking about, like Earth. If you walk 30 days, you do not get to the other side of the Earth.
I guess that's true.
I
guess that's
true. I feel like they walk a little faster than us, though, but... Besides the point.
They said walk. Like, if it was run, I'd be like, that could be anywhere.
Yeah, like, they said walk, especially because it was the kid from the planet. I feel like they would walk, like, at a normal, like, pace. Like, human pace, at least. Because, like,
I mean, if it is still, like... shoes, I don't think they're walking fast anytime soon.
Those are Gucci, actually.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, Krillin.
That's an actual Gucci shoe that looks like that. Not even a joke.
Harry Dende.
Yeah,
like, let's do some hops, bro. You know, let's hop over there. While carrying him.
Yep. I mean, the kid can fly, so...
Yeah, but that's just, like, in the context if they would walk.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's just wild if you think about, like, how, like, anybody on this fucking planet scales to Earth. It's like, oh, you're fucked. You're so fucked.
They can fly. They can genuinely just, like, jump very high anyway. They are just stronger, they have magical powers, there's so much shit that they do. that we can't.
That's just normal for them, where we'd be like, holy motherfucking shit.
Like, the Earth in Dragon Ball is still just Earth. There's still just humans that can't do shit.
They have, like, and the dinos animals aren't putting much up much of a fight either.
They use dinos as pets, apparently, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, can we just talk about Elder Mori's vertical, bro? That was wild. Bro, can
Bro jump up. Could
dunk twice.
Yeah, he could dunk twice. Well, rookie number, Shaq. Come on, get on it. Get on Elder Mori's level.
Bro's like fucking 60 now.
Yeah, I'm checking up there.
Probably like... Wait, no, he's probably like around 20. He's like 40. I disrespect the Shaq.
That was sad. That was
damn.
Sad. That was disrespectful. I'm sorry. I'm familiar with your game.
Elder Mori's probably like in his 80s.
You know, you would shock that.
Well, 80s is probably more than 80s.
Yeah, like the Namekian, like Elder Mori zapping the sky was like, that was quite tactical of him. It didn't do shit, but like,
look, I mean,
the Namekians, I feel like it's gonna come back and help at least the crew, because the crew doesn't know. I mean, they did, like, they watched it do, so maybe they realized, okay, we can travel safely now.
Yeah.
Besides Uchida,
that's what they used to their advantage as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting away the door, from
yeah.
I would have loved if Vegeta already teamed up. I feel like Vegeta, like, realistically, they're gonna team up, but probably when Goku arrives. Like, Goku's gonna arrive, Vegeta's gonna notice that, Vegeta and Goku are gonna fight, Vegeta's like, hey, I'm after Dragon Ball, I'm doing this and that, and, like, I'm gonna go against Frieza. Hey, can we, like, team up for now? And then we'll fight afterwards. I feel like it's gonna end up, like, somewhere like that. Like
a temporary alliance kind of thing?
Temporary alliance until, like, the main bad guys resolve, like Law and Luffy.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend, the South Vegeta.
Exactly.
And Goku's gonna be like, well, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Vegeta would probably, like, use Goku to his fullest until it doesn't need him anymore and be like, all right.
Yeah. Or he's gonna come around. Never know.
Kakarot.
Yeah. Okay, now it's over.
Yeah, like, gun! And then just...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's like that.
But, yeah, would, like, Frieza just killing people. Also, the Namekians also know how to suppress their ki.
So... Yes, they did. The three guys did that, yeah. The three
this is fucking hilarious, because, like, it's a surprise to everybody, yet, like, when Nappa and Vegeta were on their way to Earth, they heard about the Dragon Balls and were like, oh, it must be something about Namek. And so, like, clearly Namek's well known enough that, like, people could just be like, ah, wizardry, huh? It must be Namekian.
They were like, oh, they Namekian. They don't
know shit about the Namekians besides that.
I mean, I get that they don't know about Earth, because human, like, you go ahead.
Humans are space Australia, probably.
If you know about a race with wizards and that form wizardry, will you actively, like, go to the wizards to, you know?
Well, where the fuck are we now? They pulled Earth up! And they're smacking them!
Yeah,
it clearly didn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe
valid the wizards... argument. However, look around you. Look around the fucking corpses.
They're dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Anyway, like, Earthlings, right? Like, they are, like, I get that they're, like, they're not, like, they were always, by at least the army of Frieza? I guess Frieza's the leader, I guess. Like, their army always looked at them, like... Yeah, exactly, like, I got a Frieza's army, at least. I don't know if it's, like, his actual, like, he controlled everyone of the army, but at least his platoon. But, like, they at least knew of Earth, but they're like, ah, it's so minimal, they can't do shit there. And look at Hamilton Vegeta, he almost fucking died. Like, to the, like, Nappa died, like, Nappa died by assisted by Vegeta, of course, but different things.
Goku was killing him.
True. Like, I feel like there's definitely, like, that's only because he's a Saiyan, to be fair, but anyway, I definitely still feel like they underestimated things, like, especially with the key, like, the suppressing stat. It comes from pride, I feel like. They are like, oh, I have to always exude my, like, strength, like, I am this strong, don't fight me, unless you have more in them.
Also, like, Vegeta says, like, oh, it was quite easy once I got the hang of it. I think it's just something, like, maybe, because of what you said, that, like, it's just, like, I'll just, like, this shows my power. So maybe because it's, like, this is, like, a status symbol.
Yeah, exactly. The
thought of, like, hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's a book that does a similar thing.
Free run.
Free run.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they also do something similar in Discworld at some point, but I think Frieren is the better example.
Yeah, it goes more recent, right? So, but yeah, I definitely feel, I think this comes from that, because like, Frieza, strong motherfucker, doesn't give a shit, is powerful, like, this is my power, come at me if you want to. You're not gonna live.
I mean, like, listen, when you have an empire and you're like the strongest motherfucker around, why would you hide your power? Why would you hide your
game? Exactly.
Does Frieza never want to sneak out of the castle to, you know, talk to the civilians as an equal?
Why would he sneak out? He owns the fucking planet. It's not like he owns
sometimes
one kingdom.
The king just wants to go for a regular walk, but doesn't want to be known as the king.
He's not a king. He's like the supreme emperor from 40K.
King all the time. It's exhausting, right?
He's like the supreme emperor from 40K. He doesn't even have, like, he has more than one planet. He has like 100. Like, brother doesn't need to be sneaky.
If he really wanted to, just go to some backwater planet at some place, hope that they don't know who he is, and be like, "Hey guys, how you doing?"
Imagine Frieza being nice. That's so fucked up. What the hell?
Did you see him smile earlier, bro? He smiled like, "Yeah, I'm gonna uphold my promise, bro." That was creepy as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I have that in my notes. Like, fucking where. Frieza fucking, I don't know, it's somewhere. I was just
Frieza,
like, that
Frieza, I have like Frieza smile.
Frieza dot, smile dot, dot.
I don't, I was like, ah, nah, I don't like that,
This looks too different.
Also, like, just it the looks... Frieza force is just ruthlessly competent.
Yeah.
Like, they're fucking terrifying because of that.
Like,
Frieza says, hey, do this, and they're like, I bet, and then they just do it, and there's no complications, and they just fucking nail it, and that's terrifying.
Like, Mr. Pinecone, like, Pinecone is fucking, like, he is strong, and he prides himself on his strength, but Vegeta's definitely stronger than him. Like, they say this.
Yeah,
like,
Doria dismantled, or was dismantled by him. Mm-hmm. I think also Krillin could have even beaten him if he just, like, Solar Flare, tried. Destructo Disc.
I think like part of like what makes this introduction so good and makes the Frieza Force like good antagonist is that that like we get to see them just fucking obliterate. Like we get to see them doing their job and being good at it. Like before the heroes ever interfere. They feel terrifying and like they have a big presence because they're allowed to be competent before the heroes come in. That's always a thing. Like now, like we already kind of saw that with the Doria. Like now that the protagonists are here, the evil team is gonna start looking a bit more incompetent because we want them to win and we need them to do things, which is going to lead to failures on the side of the evil team. So keeping that into account, we're going to see them fuck up more and more, but what really helps, at least in this early portion, is where we see them just be efficient, do it well, and just nail everything they're doing.
This is why I feel like...
There you go.
Like, Dory is, like, just strong. Like, he is just all... No brain, all muscle, right? He is just... He's stronger than, what's his name? The other one?
Zarbon.
The, Zarbon Link motherfucker. Like... Like, he, Zarbon, he is more competent and more, like, how do you call this, tactful in his, like, combat. So I feel like that's, like, the more terrifying part of Frieza is that he controls these two motherfucking giants of power. Like,
it's kind of like how Zoro is, like, under Luffy, right?
In One Piece. Exactly.
Like, damn, this motherfucker's strong as shit.
He's a second hand?
What's gonna be like?
Yeah, exactly. It's like that. It's the same with like most One Piece crews, or like the second in command being strong as fuck. Like, who the fuck is the captain then? Like,
I think it has only happened twice in One Piece where people either mistake Zoro for being the captain, or they're like, "I am. Who is his captain?" That was Rouge once in Sabaody, and I think I forgot. Got the second one? I think it was...
It was way earlier on.
Yeah, it was not Water 7.
Yeah.
Danny's Lobby.
Yeah. Danny's Lobby, yeah.
With Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. True. But I love those moments because they're like, it not only hypes up Zoro, but it also hypes up Luffy. And I
it's a great combo like that.
I like it.
Anyway, back to the Frieza hype.
You guys feel it was bad that Krillin didn't step in earlier, or Krillin Gohan didn't step in earlier? Well, what do you think about that?
No. I think he's being tactful.
How fast that happened?
Happened really
fast. Yeah. Like, Zorbon, like, speechless.
They were just talking, and then bam, bam, bam. They're dead.
Even then, like, Krillin, he is trying to not, like, he knows he's fucked if they get noticed. If they know, like, they're fucked now, because Frieza noticed them. Like, who the fuck are they? Like,
they know they're on the planet now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Krillin is being tactful, like, hey, we have to wait for Goku. I hate to rely on him, but if we don't, we're fucking dead. I don't want to die here. Like, he is just surviving, if anything. Sure, he wants to save the people, and, like, eventually Gohan stepped in, so Krillin did step in then, like, hey, I'm not gonna let you do this alone. I am not being an asshole and running away. I am gonna help you with this.
Also, like, Krillin did not give two shits about taking the credit for that. Like, he absolutely got them to safety, and he was just like, I don't...
Yeah, I was like,
Gohan was like, damn, you really saved him. He was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, then they was like, oh, thank you. I was like, I know, I was a coward. You know, you should thank the kid. It was
all yeah. him. But I love Krillin. Krillin is
sacked all around right now.
Krillin is the fucking uncle, man. He is the goated uncle.
Krillin's doing his damn job. That's like what bestie uncles should be like, man.
Yep. Nope.
Also, yeah. And then later on, them just getting the hope of Goku arriving, and then just like we finally have a chance. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Also, I love how clear it is that Vegeta thinks he's progressed so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of it is true, but the man believes his own hype.
He does, bro.
I gotta have confidence if you want to win a fight. You can't go in there like, oh, I'm gonna lose. Like, you're not gonna win then.
Oh, he wasn't.
I mean, that's a different fight. There's a fight where you're fighting to win, and there's a fight where you're trying not to lose. Those are two different things, and one is more relaxed. The other one, well, as relaxed as a fight can be. And the other one, that's desperation right there. You get some haymakers in there.
Yeah.
You get to use 100% of your quirk at that point.
Okay, I don't like this conversation anymore.
Also, Vegeta just getting bodies now. First, you know, Kui, Baum, and then just Dodoria, and now whole Mechian Village.
Dodoria also trying to bargain with him.
Yep.
But Vegeta doesn't care about Vegeta or Vegeta. Vegeta only cares about Vegeta.
Yeah.
What?
So Vegeta doesn't care about Vegeta, his dad, or Vegeta, the planet. Vegeta, or the character, only cares about Vegeta.
Himself. I see.
I won't be the first to have made that joke, but I will be the first on this podcast.
Yeah.
You also won't be the last, probably.
Vegeta.
Well, I can like imagine a world where Vegeta just speaks in Vegeta, bro. You know, like Inomaki speaks in.
Would Vegeta only speaking in Vegeta like a Pokemon be worse or not?
Vegeta, bro? Vegeta,
Vegeta, Vegeta.
It's like a mother calling.
Vegeta, your dinner is ready.
No, not the dinner. Not the dinner. Nappa can't cook. Who let Nappa cook?
Also, can we talk about how Bulma's being fucking useless again? Like, she's just chilling in a cave in a house. At least try to rebuild the ship somewhat.
To be fair, how is she gonna rebuild it? She has nothing to rebuild it with, right?
To be fair, why'd she have to be so bitchy about them staying away?
Yeah, that's dumb. It kind of reminded me of, like, early Nami. Like, a little bit.
Yeah,
I can see that.
At least in the fillers, she was getting some mad shit done. I remember there was an episode where she got in a mech and went to fish for some food or something, or get a pearl.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, it was the Dragon Ball. She tried to get a Dragon Ball, I think, because it fell into the ocean. She was like, no, I need to get the Dragon Ball. And then she just becomes...
Yeah, she had a whole ass adventure. That shit was good.
Yeah, and she fought like a Frieza soldier in that mech. It was great. I need more filler Bulma. We should have filler Bulma here, bro. That Bulma is way more badass.
Ah, man, I wish the original writing made Bulma good. Oh, well, man, moving on.
Exactly. To be fair, he's very fast paced with these chapters. I don't think he has a lot of time or something. Yeah. That was a good.
At this point, like, fucking, he could have.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, like, earlier on, okay, whatever, like, you're being established. At this point, this was Dragon Ball.
Yes, this was Dragon Ball, you know?
Like, motherfuckers were fiending for this at the time. So, even now, like, fucking take your time. Right, better.
Right?
Nah, I had second thoughts about telling Akira Toriyama to write better.
Yeah.
You know, he's the go-to
writer. Write Bulma better. That one I'm confident in. Write Bulma better.
Yeah, I was going to say, his writing isn't that bad.
His writing is fine.
But you know.
Writing female characters.
Man.
Yeah, the female cast in Dragon Ball.
I mean, it's the time, I feel. Yeah. I feel it has to do with the time.
Maybe.
Like, of when it was written, but,
Anyway,
still. Vegeta just fucking wiped the village in, like, 2 seconds. Like, he just, like, you're not giving the ball, I then... Dead.
Yeah, because unlike Frieza, he now knows the location of stuff, so he just like.
The way you just said that, like, you said, "Are you not giving me the ball?" This just sounds like a pissed off kid. I'm not getting a soccer.
You're giving me the ball? I died then.
Murders a village for it. Oh my god! Can somebody? I'm sure it's out there already, but like, I need somebody to edit like all these serious ass scenes with just like. What those inflatable fucking kid balls that they play football with? That's like fucking like frozen on it or some shit.
Give me my ball back!
It's like one of those frozen footballs. Oh my goodness. And then just commit murder over it.
Hilarious.
Children, am I right?
Who as a child hasn't committed the occasional
mass murder of a village?
Massacre, you know, like. Whoa, I was hungry, oh.
I get the hunger pains. Whoopsie.
Alright, let's get back to anything else.
Frieza just dips the balls.
Yeah, because he's like, okay, I have the 5 Dragon Balls. Even if I account for Vegeta having the 2 other balls, I'm fine. He has to get my 5
balls. I'm fine, first. He's a wimp.
Yep, he's a wimp. He needs to get my balls anyways. If he doesn't have the 2 other balls, I become immortal anyways. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, Paramus is like, no, I'm here. I'm good anyway.
Frieza can literally just chill now because Vegeta is the challenger here. He can just like, no, I'm fine. Chilling. If we find him, we'll find him. If we don't, you know, find him anyways.
Get him. So you can get him. Yeah. Pretty much, but like we do get like a small moment that shows that Frieza is afraid of the Saiyans, which is interesting.
Yeah,
because he blew up the entire fucking planet.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
he also said that the Saiyans were slowly getting stronger, so he nipped it in the bud first before it could grow any further.
Yeah, so like he is afraid of the Saiyans in some sense. So, and that's like really the first hint we get of Frieza. Not being like this undeniable beacon of strength because the Saiyans were catching up to him. And that's interesting because we don't see him get upset about it, right? There's no flashback. It's being told. Mm-hmm. And you know, normally I'm always like, you know, show don't tell, but in this instance, I think it's better because this way we don't see Frieza like being fallible and fallible. He's over fallible, but like we don't see him off it, like off his balance in any sense.
You still look scary, but we get a hit read about it. Yeah,
we hear about it, and that's much less strong than us seeing it. Mm-hmm. So when he eventually does, it's going to hit harder. But we will. But there is already a foundation being laid of like, oh, there's a thing that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I want to quickly. Check back, like this writing is already so much better. Like it lays like a foundation, layers. The setup, exactly. Like when I quickly like look back to like on the first two, like first few episodes we did, the fucking writing there was abysmal. Like compared to this, it's this is so much better. Like tons of levels.
Yeah, it was supposed. It was more like he was writing a comedy, like just like his previous series, Dr. Slump.
Yeah,
it was just.
Yeah, like, I don't know how much of that was, like, him, like, slowly, like, like getting more seriously, like serious as like a conscious choice, versus him just like slowly like drifting towards there. Because I don't know what part of this of his writing was being was his like dramatic writing actually being developed as he was writing this, or did he have this in him all along and just like finally started trying, in a sense, to like trying to write it dramatically.
To be fair, Toriyama is extremely talented, and he's been called like a prodigy on how, because of how quickly, firstly how well he draws in like short amount of time, and how well he's able to, you know, construct something like a story in very quick succession, like very quickly in his mind. So I think it was more of him figure out what he was gonna do, and then like gravitating more towards that and like getting better at that.
I think that's fair, because like he did start getting more serious like early on in like later Dragon Ball as well.
I'd say like 22nd World Tournament, about there, because that's right before the Demon King Piccolo arc starts.
Yeah, with the Kraiden School, I think like it's about safe to say like that's when Dragon Ball starts being Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
It was still before I would say like essentially before that, it's a fun series, but it's not yet Dragon Ball. And then, like, around 22nd World Tournament, it's, like, it's Dragon Ball, but it's not, like, prime Dragon Ball.
It's Dragon Ball, but not Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think we're hitting Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
Like, I this is my own personal opinion. I feel like Hot's gonna disagree with me on this.
Yes, I already know what you're gonna say. Yes, I do disagree. Whatever, go on.
Yeah, okay. I don't think the Saiyan arc is Dragon Ball yet. I think it's a good start, but it doesn't have as many layers or like interesting ideas.
Are we still in Saiyan arc?
No,
there's Namek arc.
Frieza arc, Namek saga.
Whatever
you want to
call it. So we've had the Saiyan saga. That's where the Saiyans come to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good fight. I think it serves better as essentially
a prelude
like,
to this, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
like,
because they connect. They're like connect really well together. Because
yeah, that's how a story's supposed to work.
It's like One Piece. We get a new island every time. No, this shit is an actual story.
It's like we go to another island there, right? It's more like Water 7 and Enies Lobby. They're like connected, right? That's what I mean. This is what
I can't say,
this is,
Mark.
This is the most anime bullshit I've ever heard.
I can't listen to say, Mark.
No, but like, no, this like that like arcs are like such an anime thing. So like disconnected from each other is such an anime thing. Because like in most stories, they're like that's how it's supposed to go. Like they're supposed to mesh like this. You're supposed to flow into each other like that.
My definition of arc
and Benjamin. I dare you say it. Say it.
So what you're saying to me is that a one season story can't flow into the other?
If a team loses, that's it.
They're never gonna go again. The next season doesn't start. What are you saying to me right now? What are you saying to me?
I'm just saying, bro.
Somebody was gonna do it. Somebody was gonna do it.
Sorry, I was gonna do it once.
Didn't somebody make this joke in VC yesterday?
We were talking about Adolva concern.
No, Vert did. Yeah, I remember. Anyways.
Anyway, I want to say that, like, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. My definition of arc is really fucked up because my first anime was fucking One Piece. It's really weird to have arcs be very defined by an island to then come to, oh, yeah, by the way, there are arcs on other anime as well, which don't define him as well. Like, in One Piece, it's usually like, oh, new island, so new arc.
It's
like,
funny because every arc in One Piece is just named on whatever the island they're on is called.
It's so easy! I love it! Actually, it makes shit so fucking convenient to talk about.
Unless you're like, I guess Bleach does the same thing, except for like.
Well,
they do it twice, and it's like Soul Society arc, the Waco Mundo arc, you know. Naruto.
I guess Fallen Year Blood War should be the one in the Reich arc.
Yeah, it should be the one in the arc. But then you know Naruto, the Chunin Exams arc. You know, the Sasuke retrieval arc, whatever.
Yeah, in Naruto, it's less like this is where they're at. It's just like this is what we're doing.
Yeah,
mission statement is the arc name.
Yes,
that's funny.
Yep, objective is the arc call. Is the arc name? You know, like objective arc. Yeah, that was so cool. I also like this objective.
Bro, I love other objective arc though. Like, but really, really, my favorite is not quite final objective, but getting near the end objective arc.
Yeah. So
we're about to win arc. So winning arc.
So Naruto is objective arc. One Piece is island arc. What is Bleach? Just like.
Random bullshit, go!
Happenstance arc.
Actually, that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
You know what? That's true. And I... Yeah. Fair. Dragon Ball is just like the main antagonist arc is what... It's what... The main antagonist, that's what the arc is called, basically.
So, are the Tenshibukais or like the separate... Are all three of them arcs?
Yeah,
I'm sure they are. Yeah,
we have the
Twitter. But they're like Tenshibukai 1, Tenshibukai 2, and 3 arc, right? Or how are they
like,
named?
It's 21st, 22nd, like, even if you think about it, what we've had so far, it's been King Piccolo arc, Saiyan Saga, and now we're on Frieza Saga. Like,
yeah. I mean, Saga is a different thing, but we're getting out of hand.
Look, we're talking about the Dragon Ball fandom. Logic doesn't apply here.
Fair, they can't read either. I just want to say, Piccolo is tall as fucking what?
You got all like, these fucking midgets? Like, they're shorter than Krillin somehow?
I'm actually...
Chaozo is to his fucking knee, dog.
Yeah. Actually, I'd find it...
Chaozo is short as shit, but...
Yep, I feel like...
The Freezer's standing there, like, arms crossed.
I feel like we should have a Piccolo Vegeta face-off.
Well, like, so one can be here, and the other one can be here.
Yeah, because
Piccolo... Vegeta is short as shit.
I forgot to calculate in his hair.
Yep. I was gonna say Piccolo. Vegeta is even shorter than Goku, so
he is.
Yeah.
We see that as if Goku is short.
And like Ivan Tien Ivan and Ivan. Yamcha look about like if you could count for Yamcha's hair, they look height. About.
What did you say?
Goku's about my height. What the fuck?
Aren't you 5'11"? Aren't you 5'11"?
Yeah, you are.
You're am I 5'11"?
Yeah. Yeah, that's 177 ish.
Oh, yeah, that's about right. But Goku is shorter than me? What the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah, we're Dutch, man. We're not too old. I know. In our country, I'm that tall
here.
In my country.
I'm
short here.
Yep.
I'm like average.
Yeah, okay.
And like, if I go to America, I'm tall as balls. Like, yeah. I am. It's wild.
Go to Asia, like.
Yeah. I'm 6 foot. I'm like, oh, that's decent. And like, I come to America, I'm like tall as shit. Like, it's weird.
Yep, Tien is 2 centimeters taller than me. I
look, the Indian genes in me cook me on height. I would be too powerful.
Yeah, like Tien is like maybe like 10 centimeters taller than Yamcha, and like Piccolo is like a head taller than Tien.
Don't make sense. Like they never.
Yeah,
do.
True.
They're always
confused. And then, but like Tien was like a head taller than Goku, so like Piccolo is 2 heads taller than Goku. Which is fucking wild to me. I thought they were like about the same. Like Piccolo made it like a bit taller, but 2 fucking heads taller. That's crazy.
Wait, also, I'm taller than. I'm taller.
Right, do we have anything else to mention?
Piccolo is the only one wearing his weighted clothing in death. He's wearing the cape, which is weighted, and all the Yamcha. Oh, yeah, Yamcha has the braid, but Tien is just half naked, like he always is.
He's always half naked, bro. He's like, that's just his thing. That's his
weight. Look, he wears
his body, and he wants to be able to show it off. Let the men pop.
Which is fair. It looks a waist good. Is fucking tiny, dude. He would win Miss Olympia easy.
Yeah, you think his like claw
bodybuilding competition?
Okay.
You think his belt is holding is like very tight, or do you think he's just
like... Yeah? Piccolo is like grabbed him like the fucking corsets, like back in the fucking middle ages. Pulls it back.
Like, right before they got on camera, Piccolo's like, wait, let me do your corset.
Like, pulls the fucking, yanks the cord back.
He's like, okay, I got it. I'm not gonna talk this scene.
That's why I just stand there and just like.
Yeah. Stand there and look pretty, Tien. Goddamn. Yeah.
Also, we talked about this in like VC 2 days ago, but Piccolo is so tall that he'd be like very easy to for him to dunk. Like
he would like this, right? He likes he's taller than Shaq, right?
I think he is.
How tall is Piccolo?
You search Shaq, I'll do Piccolo.
I think Piccolo. Shaq's 7'1".
I believe so. Piccolo, yes, or 1.
Piccolo is 7'5".
How much does he
he's
weigh?
He's taller than Wemby!
What the Wemby?
How much does Piccolo
Wemby's
weigh?
7'4".
7'5 is 226 centimeters.
Yeah, Wemby's 223.
Piccolo weight, how much does he weigh? What? That's wrong. That must be. Maybe not. It says 200 kgs, but I'm not.
Okay. Then he is having a Shaq. It says for Shaq 350, I think, pounds? 325 pounds?
You said 200 kilograms.
Yeah.
This man would be a menace in the paint. That's 400 pounds.
Yeah, like, Shaq is 325 pounds.
I know, like, fucking units of measurement are kilograms and meters. But when it comes to basketball, I don't know how to contextualize it without using feet and pounds.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, Shaq is 147 kilograms. So he is, like, heavier and taller than Shaq. So he is just Shaq, but
he's
bigger.
He's dunking on everybody!
He's dunking on Shaq! Like, you dunk over him.
He's dunking on the concept of basketball with those stats.
That's crazy. Where are the fucking Gucci loafers as well?
Dunker, bro.
Wild.
Love it. Yeah.
I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah,
I think so. About it.
All right, so next week we'll be here for Dragon Ball's chapter 261 to 270. I actually got that one right. There we go. I can thunk. What's or 68 to 77. That math.
67. You said 68. Yeah, it's
66. I have 67 like on my left, so I was like, "Oh, that'll."
Yeah, 67 to 76. Yeah,
67 to 76. Numbers are my nightmares. Anyways, with that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Later.
Do a hut.
Please.
Coming out, Ben. We see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.